how frustrated I feel at times with this cane travel course because of the several problems involved with several of the students. I have completed the course with, I think, 5 students now, whom I have taken downtown for their final lesson, and whom I've gone downtown with since, just for the hell of it at times, and who are capable, although some of them do not take advantage of their capacity at this point, to go anywhere they want to. And some of them are perhaps even more capable than I, having more confidence and more understanding of the people they have to deal with. But I'm just wondering where to cut off, you know, where to stop teaching cane travel, because it can go on forever, forever. But as I was saying, a course like this can go on and on and on forever without ever terminating. And I think that probably there are more important things for me to do than to work on the psychology behind what keeps an individual, several individuals, from learning when there are twice as many or 3 times as many who can learn readily and make advantage of what they learn. Much as I would like to work with these kids, I think that probably economically my time and what I can do in this country and for these people, with these people, I can better spend my time doing these other things, finding jobs and working on plans and organizations.